at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports.
McKinley, Sean Gannett later on. Pushing Craig's team played last night. The Packers, the Green Bay Packers. Do you like the all-white push? He's not there. The
I thought white. It looked good.
Most Packer
Let's
fans.
Let's clarify what I'm trying to say. Yeah, you, puss is our producer's name. I didn't ask if you like all-white puss. Because we don't... Do you like the all white push?
I don't mind those.
I don't mind them either.
I think it's a clean look.
I don't mind them either.
Yeah. Of all the Color Rush uniforms, those are some of the least god awful.
Was that Color Rush last night? Are they even doing that anymore?
Some teams.
Oh, it's random. Yeah. Steelers did it last week. Steelers were all black last week. I like when they do that too.
A buddy of mine thought they looked like LSU, which
when they're all white like that.
After he said that, then I looked. Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, they kind of do.
Because like the Seahawks had that all neon green thing
all together.
Those are just awful.
Oh, the. They didn't do it this
not not this game, but they have in years past when they
the highlighter
it.
Look.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of Packer fans liked it when the team was all white too. Those are the good days. Make Green Bay great again. Yeah.
Good luck winning with that roster.
Yeah, it's not 62. Even then, they had Willie McGee.
So did we determine the Lombardi, the quarterback for Michigan State, is. No relation.
Not that I could find. No.
No. Just him.
But the one, the coach for New Orleans.
That's his grandson.
Like a direct descendant.
Grandson.
Okay.
Yeah. And the game of the week of the National Football League is actually not until Monday. It's one of the bigger regular season games you'll see. Still, the Rams point spread up to 3. They're a 3-point favorite against the Chiefs and Patrick Not Mahomes. Yeah. A game in L.A. on a surface that will probably be a little bit better than what they were going to not play on in Mexico.
Cleats game. Cleat will be a
that
game.
Is Cleat game. What a cool game to have as an official. You know, the one that everybody's talking about.
It's huge.
Everybody's looking forward to.
It's not going to be cold.
No. There'll be a lot of offense. You know, they're not two teams known for nasty hits or reputation.
Yeah,
you know?
He looked ahead of time. He didn't know what that game was going to be like ahead of time.
Sure.
Well, both those teams were going to be good, but it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. It was amazing.
That's probably more fun for him.
Well, and he don't have to hassle with Mexico stuff. He can just go to L.A. And then come home.
And it's not New England. It's not cold.
Right. Yeah. Some other games I got my eye on. The Cowboys-Falcons. I mean, not officially an elimination game, and neither one of these teams may make the playoffs. But if you had told me at the beginning of the year that, you know, neither Cowboys or Falcons are going to sniff the playoffs.
Especially the Falcons.
Yes.
I mean, people picked the Falcons to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they've had a lot of injuries, so for them to
Sports
hang in there.
Sports Illustrated had the Falcons beating the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Ooh. Yeah, who's on the cover this week?
Patrick, not Mahomes. Not Mahomes. I sound like an idiot saying that.
Do you?
You say that.
Oh. Patrick, not Mahomes?
Not Mahomes.
Not Mahomes. It's like one word.
I know. Not Mahomes.
Not Mahomes. But likely elimination game in that Cowboys-Falcons game. Texans-Redskins, you would have never guessed. That'd be a good game. But they're 2-6-3 teams.
I know. It's amazing.
And the fans are getting ripped in Washington. Have you seen these these players are talking about their own fans in
not
Washington.
Showing up.
This is a 6-3 team, and the players are talking about how bad their fans are, that they're booing them.
It's so crazy. Cause
they're 6-3.
That was a team, especially in the 70s and 80s, was a tough ticket. And then they sucked for years. Now they're good again. And now they're not showing up.
You think they have turned on them because of the ownership?
Daniel Snyder.
Him. He's a douchebag.
I think that he's got a lot to do with that.
Right. I would agree with that. But where are the guys dressing up like female pigs or whatever? Remember those fans?
Well, they were because the offensive line was the hogs. That's
right.
Like female pigs. They
that's what they
on.
Did.
Yeah, they
had
dressed on pig faces.
Yes.
Right. They were female
no other
pigs.
Way to say that.
Right. How can you tell there's either a female and a male pig on the farm, puss?
We didn't have pigs. I don't know.
You didn't care whether they're male or female?
I don't know.
Okay. You just didn't care. Okay.
You know eventually. You know what I'm saying.
You know a hog from a sow.
When the one said, hey, I'm a dude, and you realize, okay, sorry. Okay.
We did have dolphins, though. Yes. It was a dolphin farm.
Dolphin farm.
It's a crazy thing. It is Field of Dreams, if you will. Yes.
Yeah.
Steelers and Jags. This one looked interesting. It even sounds interesting to say, but the Jags are like a dumpster fire at 3-6. The Steelers can finally not answer any questions about Le'Veon Bell after the game.
They also played down at their competition, so I'm not counting my chickens here.
Sure. Still 6-2-1, though. Steelers are. That's good. Broncos and Clippers.
Where's that game?
Clippers a big favorite in L.A., but that doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. They play away games.
There'll be a lot of Denver fans at that one, I'm sure.
Yep.
Yeah. And then the night game is good. Vikings-Bears.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good game.
NFC North.
For that division.
That's a good game, Todd. Yeah.
But I noticed a piece bias coming through there.
In which one?
He mentioned the Broncos in a game that doesn't matter. Before a game that actually matters.
Well, that was Monday.
I'm going in order.
He's going in order.
I go in order from noon till night.
No, I think you're biased. Well,
of course he is. He's a Bronco fan.
Of course I am. Yeah. No, didn't mention Eagles Saints either.
And you should be.
And Bush and Craig have nothing to worry about this week because they're not playing.
Now they're done.
They're not playing.
Yep. Big breaking news yesterday in the NFL. Patrick, not Mahomes, like ketchup on his steak.
People put Patrick.
That's what everybody was. I mean, it was like NFL Network, ESPN, NFL Live, didn't matter. Everybody's talking about how Patrick, not Mahomes, likes ketchup on his steak.
Yeah. They need to go
away. Because it's Friday and, you know, they've talked about any important issue. It's exhausted.
Yeah.
And now they have to get the trivial stuff.
Well, and they're so pat. So much so pat. So much so pat. So much so pat.
So pat. So pat.
God. So now Heinz Ketchup has said, look, if you get to 57 touchdown passes, which sounds like a lot and would be a single season record. Because Heinz 57,
they're
going to give
that.
Him ketchup for life because that's what he really needs is ketchup
need
for life.
Can't afford that with his salary, I'm sure.
He's got 31 touchdowns currently. And I saw this coming. You know that Fortnite game, like a couple weeks ago, the NFL like proudly announced that you could wear an NFL skin and pick any number and put it on the player.
I forgot to ask my son about that. Did they do that?
It's already gone. They've already taken it down. Now, they say that was by design. But it just seemed creepy the whole time that you could, like, run around and shoot Patrick Mahomes whoever.
It's,
right?
Yeah, it's knives and it's, like, weird stuff. It's really strange how they do this.
And so Fortnite. Patrick, not Mahomes, put out on Twitter, he said, yesterday I played Fortnite for the first time in a while and someone killed me with my jersey on. Don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. Is that why they took it down?
Well, they say it was planned to take it down, but I bet there were some social feedback that they did not appreciate.
Yeah, I mean, Madden is one thing. They're playing football, but you're right. You're killing people.
Nobody's
getting
sliced up.
Right.
So no more NFL jerseys on Fortnite for now, at least.
Okay. I know that.
It's not the actual players, though.
No, it's not the players, it's a skin. It's the outfit with the jersey.
And you can pick the jersey number that you want.
But it's a bunch of guys in NFL jerseys killing other guys in NFL jerseys.
Apparently you could. I'll ask my son about it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. And then for all the recruiting nerds out there, like what you like, that's fine. But just remember who's typically ranking these sort of things. And I was just reading a story about Aaron Donald, the best defensive player in the league, 10 sacks so far this season. He was a 3-star out of Pittsburgh, 37th ranked defensive tackle that year. His hometown, Pittsburgh, took him, which was a bigger school than he was going to end up. His other offers were Toledo, Akron, and Rutgers.
Yeah, there you go.
Just the best defensive player in the National Football League. Yeah. And then I was like, man, what about Patrick Mahomes? Because he ended up at Texas Tech, where quarterbacks go to have great careers and then not advance into the National Football League, right? He was also a 3-star, 49th best player in Texas. The other schools that looked to him were Houston and Rice.
Man.
So when you're thinking, you know, like, take your recruiting with a grain of salt,
right?
It's almost like guys get coached up past high school and maybe get better.
Sometimes they do.
Now, maybe they grow. Yeah, they grow. You know, I mean.
Yeah.
Houston's another one of those schools that, you know, they produce a quarterback that gets big numbers in college and doesn't necessarily translate to the NFL.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, we were talking yesterday about how much money Lev Bell stands to make next year, if he'll make more than what he would have this year. And there's actually put some odds in Vegas.
He's already lost $14 million. I mean, he could have played this year and still made a bunch of money next year.
Right.
He'd been a free agent. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. I don't know if this is his way of extending his career past 27.
Yeah.
But the slight favorite is that he will sign the richest deal for a running back in NFL history.
Oh, some old school team's going to play him, yeah.
Raiders, Jets, I think, are the two favorites in the clubhouse.
Go there.
As mentioned yesterday.
Go there and die on the vine.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck with that.
Right.
The Raiders are dumpster fire.
Right.
Jerry Rice has been hanging out with some Baseball Hall of Fame writers, Hall of Fame receiver, and was just talking about Eli Manning. He said, well, what I see with Eli Manning, there's not consistency. There's a chance of him getting in the Hall of Fame, but I'm not going to say he's a true Hall of Famer.
Still want to thank him, though. He beat the Patriots twice.
Yes.
That's all I care
about.
Yeah,
that alone.
Well, that alone.
I don't care what else.
The rest of us just give him you're in the Hall of Fame because you beat the Patriots
twice.
You
kept Tom Brady from winning 2 Super Bowls.
Right.
You're a Hall of Famer in my book.
You're damn right.
If his brother wasn't Peyton, who doesn't look like a total gomer and set, you know, I mean, if his name was Eli Johnson, right?
Yeah, right.
If he had 2 Super Bowls and was in the top 10 all-time in passing yards and was still a gomer, though, would people, like, not judge him a little less or something? Because to me, he's like a slam dunk Hall of Famer.
I think so, too, because we use the word Hall of Fame, and he does have the stats, but it's because of Peyton, I'm sure, and the gomer part.
Plus, you're right.
And he looks like a total gomer.
I think resting Eli face hurts him.
It does.
I mean, the only guys who passed for more yards than him in National Football League history are Drew Brees, his brother, Brett Favre, So Tom, and Dan Marino.
Yeah, of all the quarterbacks to go in the league, that's Hall of Fame.
That's the Hall of Fame.
Right, yeah.
But he has sucked the past couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the whole team sucked, too, though.
Yeah.
Yes. You know? His line has been brutal.
Yeah.
No, he'll get in.
I think he will, too.
He's a first ballot. His name is Manning.
Two Super Bowls, top 10 all-time.
I don't think he's done, though. I think when they get rid of him in the offseason, I think he's going to play somewhere.
Go try somewhere else. Yeah, somebody give him money.
Oh, yeah.
I need a quarterback.
Change the scenery.
And then I don't really like to do this, but it is the time of year where, you know, there are people doing good things that they don't have to do. And Scam Newton, I hate, and I trash him.
But he's doing good things.
I feel like I should report this. This is his seventh year of an annual tradition. He gives out Thanksgiving dinners to underprivileged families in that Carolina area. He did it for 1,200 underprivileged kids this
year. That's cool.
It is cool. Right. I mean, he likely alerts the media that he's going to do it
and
has somebody else pay
for it. A lot of guys do it.
But he doesn't have to do it, and he does do it.
He probably pays for it.
I don't know.
That's a charity write-off anymore.
Sure.
You know, but still, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it.
Scam.
The rest of us would just stay home and in our big house and eat Thanksgiving.
Right. Oh, yeah, y'all go ahead and go throw them turkeys out. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm busy.
He should be applauded just for the effort.
Right.
He should. Yeah, he don't have to take his time to do that. College football this weekend is awful. Game day is at the undefeated champion, reigning undefeated champion, but not national champion, Central Florida and Cincinnati. Game of the weekend probably, though, Notre Dame, a 10-point favorite against number 12, Syracuse. Notre Dame, number 3. This game is at Yankee Stadium. Should be a cool
Notre Dame,
environment.
Notre Dame students were kneeling. Last game, they showed a bunch of them in the stands kneeling. Well, they're actually kneeling on the bench, but they're kneeling to the national anthem because of a priest messing with the boys.
I was going to say, is that why they were kneeling?
No, no, no.
They
no.
couldn't believe
they
what their Catholicism is done?
Because I would think the imagery of kneeling to support boys and priests is wrong. So
they were on both.
No. It's actually a good thing. It's about racism. They knelt. Students at Notre Dame knelt in the stands during the national anthem because of racism.
Yeah. White people?
They were white kids too.
All right.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah. Well, the black people. That'll
make
Dame
some change.
The team.
That's fair. That is fair. So that, I mean, look, we keep waiting for this weekend in college football where stuff happens because that's what traditionally happens in college football. Is like
it goes away right now.
Yeah,
especially the SEC playing all the minor league teams.
Well, and even in conference, the games are brutal. Bama's a 52-point favorite against Citadel. Clemson a 28-point favorite against Duke. Michigan a 28-point favorite against Indiana. Right. Georgia a 41-point favorite against UMass. Oklahoma 36-point favorite against Kansas.
Who your boys got, Todd?
Oregon.
All right. Yeah, my boys got Rutgers.
They beat Oregon and Arizona. They win the Pac-12 South, but they're not going to beat Oregon or Arizona.
What's that spread in Lincoln? I'd stay away from that.
I don't know.
I think the Huskers are favored. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, it's out there.
I'd stay away from it.
Yeah. The one I would jump on would be first half Alabama spread. That's the one
right.
So far this year. I keep trying to jinx it. Maybe this assigned Les Miles is working on a deal. He reached a lump sum payment with LSU for settlement from when they fired him. They still owed him $6.5 million,
Jesus.
And he just took 1.5.
This is crazy.
So they were going to have to monthly pay him until he found a job to pay out that $6.5 million, and he decided to just take a lump sum to be done with it. I think it's probably because he's going to take the Kansas job, where he's reported to have already met with Jeff Long, the AD there, and they got connections back to Michigan in the 80s.
It's a good hire, man. It's tough to win in Kansas if you got to have a good coach like that.
It is. You just got to find some Aqib Talibs.
Right.
I mean, it didn't work for Charlie Weiss, but.
No, but it worked for the guy before him.
Yeah, the fat man killed it there.
They were number two or three in the country that one year.
Top five program.
Pretty close spread on that Nebraska-Michigan
State. Well, I figured it would be. What?
Two. One and a half, two.
Huskers by two?
No, Michigan State.
Oh, really?
Oh. I'd stay away from it.
Yeah,
probably.
I'd stay away from that.
That's actually true.
If I stay away from it, that means I won't even watch it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not betting on
it. Stay away
either,
from
right.
it. Yeah. It's all together.
I'll be out, actually.
Well, this day in 1961, a little bit of basketball news to wrap up. Connie Hawkins. Now, like, I knew a little bit of this story, but I just started reading more about it. You know, familiar with Connie Hawkins,
mm-hmm.
the Hawk?
Yep.
Okay, so in 1961, he lost his college scholarship, and then the NBA said, you cannot go in. You're not welcome in the NBA as well.
Did he play for the Globetrotters or something?
Well,
a lot of guys did that back then.
No, he went into the ABA. Played
oh, ABA.
Pittsburgh, yeah. Or ABL. No, I'm sorry, not ABA. ABL, like a short-time semi-pro league in Pittsburgh.
Man, what was that team? There was a team called the Condors there years ago.
That might have been it. Just this the information Pittsburgh just Condors. Says Pittsburgh. Okay. The Pittsburgh team in the
ABA.
Short league.
That was ABA. ABL. The Condors were ABA, I believe.
The Pittsburgh Wrens.
Oh, Wrens. That's a stupid
frightening.
Name.
Frightening.
American that Basketball stick. League.
Wow. The Wrens.
Jesus.
looks like they were active from 61 to 63.
Yeah, they were my favorite team back then.
Notable players, Connie Hawkins.
That's it?
That's the list.
And Bruce from down the street.
I never heard about the Wrens.
So he lost this because of his connection to a game fixer. Like, okay, so he's just a playground legend. There's
right.
a New York, you know, he played the New York courts and a
right.
game fixer. So he couldn't get in the league. Eventually, he was let into the league where, of course, he became a Hall of Famer.
Right.
You know what I mean? That'd be like Maurice Claret. Remember when he just
yes.
like was gone?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be like him all of a sudden just showing up in the league and having a Hall of Fame career.
Well, he played
just
a little bit with the
–
and, by the way, years from now, you'll talk about Maurice Claret playing for the Omaha Nighthawks.
I may – as
the
Pittsburgh
Wrens.
Who
were they? The Nighthawks.
Yeah, as the Pittsburgh Wrens.
60 years from now. I don't remember the Nighthawks.
Yeah. Holy
same kind of league.
I probably won't remember anything in 60 years, but I'm still going.
I have a Nighthawks t-shirt, damn it. I was a big fan.
They had nice gear.
they had great gear.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I got tons of it, believe it or not.
Yeah, I think my stepson still has a Maurice Claret Bronco jersey.
That's right,
yeah.
man, after they drafted him. Does
you
he wear that? I'll buy that from him. That'd be fun.
That is a great jersey.
Did you get a Jerry Rice jersey from the Broncos,
on.
Too?
I think he did.
Get my goose on.
I think he did. Because they were on sale.
But Claret was great.
Briefly.
That's a great jersey. He didn't play it down for the Broncos, did
no.
he?
No.
It's a good one to wear when you're drinking.
Yeah. He was used.
Vodka.
So bad,
yeah. Vodka used. Specifically.
He got used by everybody.
Goose. Get that goose on. Yeah. Goose.
Get that goose on. There's a record setter out of Furman.
Hang on a
second. And you got to drink the Grey Goose out of a sports bottle.
Record setter.
How
out
else
of,
do you drink it?
Go ahead, do it again, Petey.
There's a record that was set last night in the NCAA out of men.
That could be the stupidest thing we do.
It possibly is. Jordan Lyons, who plays for
Jordan
Lyons.
men.
Come on, man.
Sorry, man.
It's Jordan Lyons, who plays for men, tied an NCAA record with 15 made three-pointers. He broke the record for attempts. The dude threw up 34 three-point attempts.
Holy cow.
Well, wow. That's the thing. If you throw up 34, you're going to hit some.
Well, you would,
and the team let him in. They let
your
him in.
Teammates are hoping you're making 15 if you're throwing it up 34 times,
34
man.
Times.
Was he just staying outside the three-point line the whole time?
Did not see wow. highlights of the Furman game.
Yeah,
but. It's a 15 made, but 34 attempted.
Yeah, that's well below 50%.
Not a good percentage, yeah.
Not at all.
No. And this story, I like, apparently have a huge man crush on this Zion Williamson from Duke. But
you do? I haven't watched him yet.
This guy, I mean, he is one of those players that, yeah. like, immediately you're like, whoa, he looks different than
right.
everybody.
Right.
6'8", 285.
So he's basically built like LeBron, even heavier, right?
Yeah, a little bit bigger than LeBron, depending on LeBron's time of year, I
right.
guess.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he looks like a linebacker.
Right. He does.
He's
yeah.
more thicker,
yeah.
right?
He yeah. does.
The comparisons I have heard have been to Charles Barkley.
Oh.
Yeah.
But Barkley was
bigger.
In his playing days.
Barkley was thin at Auburn.
Well, no, he was the round mound of rebound at Auburn.
Well, he was thin. If you look back now, he's thin as hell.
Yeah. Compared to Charles now.
In those
Charles
videos
now.
In those
yeah.
videos,
wow.
yeah.
post-playing days.
No,
yeah.
no, I mean now. I mean, he was heavier in the NBA than he was at Auburn.
Yes.
They show him.
Yes.
You look at old photos of him. He doesn't look like this kid.
Yeah,
no,
but this guy
no,
looks
he does
more
not.
Solid.
Right.
Oh, unbelievably,
yeah.
yes. And he can do everything. I mean, he can dribble. He can shoot. He's quick on his feet. And LSU even... Now, story comes out.
Oh, wait till he's a senior at Duke. He's going to be incredible.
That'll be an amazing to watch his entire college career in the next 3 months.
He's only a freshman.
He'd be gone.
Right.
LSU offered him as a tight end.
Really?
I mean, that's the size and athleticism this guy displays. And the LSU coach who was recruiting him said, look, they told me to go get the best athletes in the country, and this guy would be the best tight end in the history of the
probably
world.
A tight end in a car. They probably offered him both of those.
He probably
a full
kept
ride
the car
and a car.
Kept the car, declined the full ride.
Right.
No, I'm gonna go to Duke.
Exactly.
Only got to go one.
Well, you
got to
get that mom a house too.
Yeah.
So they're on Monday again. If you have
how tough
seen
is it to keep this kid's attention
out.
In class? I mean, he might be a smart kid, but he's only gonna be there 1 year. Go make your money.
Yeah, man. I don't know much about his academic
progress.
I
have no idea. So I don't want to pick on.
I mean, he did get into Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he did get into Duke.
Yeah.
What's the incentive to even show up for class?
You have to get
you have to be eligible
fall.
This yeah. semester.
But after the holiday break, nothing.
You can kind of do whatever.
Right. You can kind of coast then, can't you?
You can push some grades back and get some incompletes, and then as soon as the tournament's over, bang, doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, Coach K's got it dialed in whatever his one and done. He knows what them one and dones need to do to be able to play in March.
Yeah, he called the dude from Kentucky. How do you do this?
Yeah. No, he figured it out. On his own. He's had him too.
But this is the guy who was always pissed about one and duns, and now he's embraced
it. Can't beat him, join him.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I'm curious, so what is the bare minimum? D minus?
Well, you're in college.
You know, I don't. Whatever that.
No, it's probably like a 2.5 GPA
or like
something.
A C minus kind of thing.
Yeah.
See, well, because, a 2.0 is a C.
Yeah, what I did at Arizona State, I probably couldn't have stayed academically eligible.
You can with a 2.0.
I don't think I even had that.
Damn.
Yeah, but you weren't an athlete either, so you
didn't
worry
about it. No grade point average because what I would do, I have
Thank you,
no
Bluto.
Grade point average. I was not show up for class. But I was aware of the
they could kick you out.
No, there was a last day that you could withdraw from class.
Right, right.
Yeah, so consequently, but if you look at my transcript at Arizona State, it's full of W's.
Yeah, you got to start getting a bad grade and you're going to flunk something you'd withdraw from class.
Yeah, you withdraw.
I did that a few times.
So that's what I have on my transcript. Yeah. It's probably like 12 W's.
Yes, all right.
Is that winner?
Yeah.
He took the dub.
Exactly. That is a winner.
That's
what I said. You got to wig the game.
That's what that stands for, Craig. Winner.
2.3, Todd. 2.3 GPA.
To stay eligible.
Academically eligible.
All right. That means you're taking some
probably you got to go to a class here
classes,
or there.
Yeah, but easier classes, too.
Yeah. Todd Brent has no grade point average.
But he's a winner. But he's a winner.
I get mistakes happen. This story here, though, really raised my eyebrow. Jim Boeheim has been at Syracuse.
This is unbelievable.
Head coach for over 40 years at Syracuse, and he was there 5 years as an assistant before that.
Right.
So Jim Boeheim has been there for over 45 years.
Babies can spell his name in Syracuse.
Correct. His son walked on this year, his son Buddy. And he's actually playing quite a bit, 26 minutes a game, right? So in last night's game at UConn, his son Buddy takes the court, and everyone started noticing something looked weird about the name on the back of his jersey.
Right.
They had misspelled Jim Boeheim's son's name on the back of his jersey.
Right.
A name they'd been spelling at Syracuse for 45 years. I don't get how stuff like that happens. It's not like it was Coach K's name.
No, you're
you can
right.
forgive somebody for missing a consonant in that one.
But even
new equipment manager or something?
Not anymore. Old right? equipment
yeah,
manager.
Right.
Now.
First day, last day.
All right, here's a Twitter note on what was going on with the NFL players on Fortnite.
Yes.
Apparently, people were dressing up like Jason Pierre-Paul and running around with fireworks.
Now, that's funny.
They also had Michael Vick and a dog.
Of course.
Oh, is that why?
Right, and various actors.
I could ask my son.
Who could have seen that happen?
Make a Ray Carruth jersey?
OJ.
OJ.
Well, that's funny.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.